You are going to listen to a radio discussion about the problem of dealing with waste. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Welcome to Earth View, where I'm joined by Harry Brown, former Minister for the Environment. Welcome, Harry.
Good afternoon, Anita. Delighted to be here.
So, today's discussion's on the subject of some countries returning plastic waste to its source. I'll just quickly explain the background to this for listeners. For years now, many wealthy nations have been sending their recyclable waste overseas for numerous reasons. It's cost-effective, helps them meet their recycling quota, and reduces their own domestic landfill.
Indeed.
And of course, for those countries taking in the rubbish, which are mostly developing countries, it's a much-needed income source. The issue is that contaminated plastic and rubbish that can't be recycled often ends up mixed in, and in illegal processing centres. Increasingly, though, these countries are taking a stand and demanding that nations take their waste back.
That's correct.
So, where exactly and why is this happening?
The European Union's the largest exporter of plastic waste, but only a fraction of all plastics that it ships can actually be recycled. The materials that can't be recycled end up being burned illegally or dumped in landfills or waterways to decompose. This clearly has implications for environmental and public health. Concerns about receiving such high volumes of this waste have forced countries into action.
Which countries are we talking about?
Well, just this month, Malaysia sent back 5 containers of plastic waste to Spain after discovering that it was contaminated. Malaysia also said that up to 3,000 tons of waste will soon be sent back to several developed nations. The UK is among them, as are Germany and Norway. And it's not just European nations. Saudi Arabia and Japan are apparently facing similar situations. Some of these countries are alleged to have falsely marked rubbish as plastic recycling.
Sounds serious.
Exactly. And you asked why this is happening?
Yes.
Well, let's look at China. Until early 2018, China imported the vast majority of the world's plastic waste. But due to concerns about contamination and pollution within its own borders, it declared at that time that it would no longer buy recycled plastic scrap that wasn't 99.5% pure. The upshot was that by the end of 2018, global plastic waste exports fell by, incredibly, almost 50% compared with 2016. There were reports of plastic piling up, mostly in Europe, and perhaps unexpectedly, some of this was diverted elsewhere.
I'm guessing Malaysia was one of those countries.
Correct. Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Turkey, India, and Poland all took up the slack. But Malaysia took the lion's share.
Right.
Many countries importing this waste have found it difficult to manage and introduced stringent new controls like Thailand and Poland, for instance. The former said that it won't take in any waste for the foreseeable future. And the latter said that it now has been made much trickier to send rubbish there. Perhaps they'll soon go down the route of prohibiting any imported waste. Some of the countries listed earlier have said that they'll only import single-use plastics.
Well, I can't argue with any of that. So, over here, we're familiar with the mantra reduce, reuse, recycle, which makes perfect sense. I mean, rinsing and refilling a glass bottle's more logical than crushing it and melting it to make a new one.
Unquestionably. Examples of reuse go back before paper to papyrus, actually. The ancient Greek word palimpsest literally means scraped clean to be used again. And even the Romans were on board. They melted old bronze statues to make new ones.
All driven by market incentives, surely. The raw materials were just too valuable to be thrown away. The idea that we should recycle because it's morally the right thing to do is much more recent.
That's true.
I wonder what the future holds.
Perhaps technology will come to the rescue. An Australian shopping centre's trialled an AI-enabled rubbish bin which senses what's being put in and sorts it accordingly. And state-of-the-art sorting facilities already use robots, lasers, magnets and air jets to separate recyclable streams. None of this, naturally, can compete with the low-cost labour in so many countries. So, yes, perhaps closing off that option's the spur to innovation that the industry needs.
Thanks for talking to us, Harry. So, let's take a break. Welcome to Earth View, where I'm joined by Harry Brown, former Minister for the Environment. Welcome, Harry.
Good afternoon, Anita. Delighted to be here.
So, today's discussion's on the subject of some countries returning plastic waste to its source. I'll just quickly explain the background to this for listeners. For years now, many wealthy nations have been sending their recyclable waste overseas for numerous reasons. It's cost-effective, helps them meet their recycling quota, and reduces their own domestic landfill.
Indeed.
And of course, for those countries taking in the rubbish, which are mostly developing countries, it's a much-needed income source. The issue is that contaminated plastic and rubbish that can't be recycled often ends up mixed in, and in illegal processing centres. Increasingly, though, these countries are taking a stand and demanding that nations take their waste back.
That's correct.
So, where exactly and why is this happening?
The European Union's the largest exporter of plastic waste, but only a fraction of all plastics that it ships can actually be recycled. The materials that can't be recycled end up being burned illegally or dumped in landfills or waterways to decompose. This clearly has implications for environmental and public health. Concerns about receiving such high volumes of this waste have forced countries into action.
Which countries are we talking about?
Well, just this month, Malaysia sent back 5 containers of plastic waste to Spain after discovering that it was contaminated. Malaysia also said that up to 3,000 tons of waste will soon be sent back to several developed nations. The UK is among them, as are Germany and Norway. And it's not just European nations. Saudi Arabia and Japan are apparently facing similar situations. Some of these countries are alleged to have falsely marked rubbish as plastic recycling.
Sounds serious.
Exactly. And you asked why this is happening?
Yes.
Well, let's look at China. Until early 2018, China imported the vast majority of the world's plastic waste. But due to concerns about contamination and pollution within its own borders, it declared at that time that it would no longer buy recycled plastic scrap that wasn't 99.5% pure. The upshot was that by the end of 2018, global plastic waste exports fell by, incredibly, almost 50% compared with 2016. There were reports of plastic piling up, mostly in Europe, and perhaps unexpectedly, some of this was diverted elsewhere.
I'm guessing Malaysia was one of those countries.
Correct. Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Turkey, India, and Poland all took up the slack. but Malaysia took the lion's share.
Right.
Many countries importing this waste have found it difficult to manage and introduced stringent new controls, like Thailand and Poland, for instance. The former said that it won't take in any waste for the foreseeable future, and the latter said that it now has been made much trickier to send rubbish there. Perhaps they'll soon go down the route of prohibiting any imported waste. Some of the countries listed earlier have said that they'll only import single-use plastics.
Well, I can't argue with any of that. So, over here, we're familiar with the mantra reduce, reuse, recycle, which makes perfect sense. I mean, rinsing and refilling a glass bottle's more logical than crushing it and melting it to make a new one.
Unquestionably. Examples of reuse go back before paper to papyrus, actually. The ancient Greek word palimpsest literally means scraped clean to be used again. And even the Romans were on board. They melted old bronze statues to make new ones.
All driven by market incentives, surely. The raw materials were just too valuable to be thrown away. The idea that we should recycle because it's morally the right thing to do is much more recent.
That's true.
I wonder what the future holds.
Perhaps technology will come to the rescue. An Australian shopping centre's trialled an AI-enabled rubbish bin which senses what's being put in and sorts it accordingly. And state-of-the-art sorting facilities already use robots, lasers, magnets and air jets to separate recyclable streams. None of this, naturally, can compete with the low-cost labour in so many countries. So, yes, perhaps closing off that option's the spur to innovation that the industry needs.
Thanks for talking to us, Harry. So, let's take a break.